Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Muted.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. And we say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome to an open heaven on tonight. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and join us on tonight on this Sabbath Eve. Amen. Glory to God. We're grateful tonight. We're grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, we can say that the Lord has truly done us well. Amen. Done us well and doing us well. Amen. Because the work that he has begun in us, glory be to God, people of God, he's not finished yet. Amen. He's not finished because he has the master's plan and purpose in store for each and every one of you. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Again, we want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to welcome all of our listeners, whether you're listening from afar, amen, or from here, right here in the States. We just thank God for you. Our hearts and our prayers go out to you on today, amen, because, amen, we're broadcasting, reaching over 48 countries, amen, and we don't know where you are, but wherever you are, we just want to tell you thank you. We want to let you know that we love you, let you know that we appreciate you for tuning in with us. We do realize that there is so much more that you could be doing, but you elected to take the time to come and be with us. And for that, we just want to say thank you. As you're coming in, amen, as you're tuning in, amen, as we're crossing these airwaves, glory to God. We just want to ask you if you would invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come in and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come, amen, to be in the service with you on tonight. Truly, the Lord is doing us well, people of God. He's, amen, sending us fresh manna. Amen. We have truly been eating from the King's table. And I'm just so grateful, amen, for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. This song, amen, just comes to mind. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. I lift it up, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we're lifting up our cups unto him. Amen. That he would fill us. Amen. And feed us until we want no more. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're making room for more. Making room for more. Amen. And as this word is coming, I tell you, it's causing our eyes to be open. It's causing our ears to be open, our heart to be open, our faith to be stirred. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, 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 the Lord is doing a work in us. Amen. So we're grateful that you have joined us tonight. Amen. Join us for this work. Amen. That the Lord is doing. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready, people of God. He's getting us ready for kingdom business. He's getting us ready. Glory to God, to serve us, his people, to the world. So we're just so grateful tonight for you, each and every one of you again. Again, we cannot stress enough how much we appreciate you on tonight, how much we love you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just thank God for you. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your commitment. Amen. Continuing to sign in to be with us. Glory to God. We thank God for all of our listeners that are calling in, amen, Jesus, to the platform. We thank God for all of our listeners, amen. We realize that there is a far greater audience that are listening on Facebook. There's an even greater audience who's listening by radio and podcast. And we just want to thank God for you, for wherever you're listening at, amen, Jesus. Your signals are coming in very, very strong. And we just give God thanks for you. We appreciate you. Amen. Again on tonight. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we always, amen, take time to acknowledge our leaders because we know that we've not gotten here on our own. But we thank God for the sacrifice, for the gift that the Lord has given to the church. Amen. And we just want to thank God tonight, amen, for all of our leaders, amen, people that, amen, the Lord has handpicked, amen, for work in particular. And we give God thanks for them on tonight, amen. I want to thank God for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, thanking God for him, thanking God for our senior apostle now, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight as well for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight for the advisory board of the PNN. Thanking God for them. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just thanking God, amen, for, amen, him placing people in within this work, amen, to keep it going forward, to keep it moving. Amen, at any cost. It is a great sacrifice, amen, but it is certainly a sacrifice worth making. Amen, glory to God. So we know, amen, Jesus, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. This we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen, glory to God. So we thank God for, amen, our advisors, amen. Thank you, God, for you, people of God. Thanking the Lord for you. Thank you for your prayers. Again, thank you for your commitment. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Across the airways, across, amen, the states. Amen. Glory to God. If you're sharing your links, your broadcast links, we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because the numbers continue to grow and grow and grow. Amen. So we thank God because we know it's the Lord's doing. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that we could not do this on our own, but truly the Lord is in the midst of us, and he is moving. He's shaking. Amen. And he's making things happen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, thanking God for each and every one of you on tonight. Again, we say God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We do realize that this is, amen, a Friday night. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And there are a lot of, amen, houses of worship that are, amen, in on tonight. So we thank God, amen, for our listeners as they're continuing to come in. God bless you. God bless you. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad you've come to be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God, but we're just grateful that you're here. Amen. Glory to God. We're just grateful that you are here. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just, amen. Lord God, as our listeners are continuing to come in, amen, Jesus, we want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper on tonight. Glory to God, we are not rebroadcasting tonight, but we're going live on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, we have a woman of God with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, a woman of God that loves the Lord, amen, and avails herself in the service of the Lord. Amen, very dedicated, very committed on tonight. And we just thank the Lord for her on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless God for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. That the Lord has sent to this PNN. And we can truly say there is a word from the Lord on tonight. There's a word. There is a word. Amen. Glory be to God. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. And we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Glory be to God as we, amen, get ready to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. As we prepare, amen, to get ready, as we prepare, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Take our petitions before the Lord. Not only our petitions, but petitions of others. Amen, Jesus. We just want to, amen, want you to get ready on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us have a word of prayer on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you.
The recording has started.
Glory to you on tonight. Father, we thank you for your love. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you on tonight, for you are God, and besides you, there is truly none other. And we're coming tonight, glory to God, with uplifted hands. We're coming tonight with grateful hearts on tonight. We're coming tonight, glory to God, with our mouths and our hearts full of praise. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, to tell you one more time, oh God, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for you've been good to us. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for truly you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we just want to come again, glory to God, and say thank you, Lord. We're thanking you for divine health. We're thanking you for divine healing on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that life and healing, glory to God, is yet working in our bodies. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, Jehovah Rapha. Glory to God, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth. And we come tonight to say thank you, Lord. Thank you yet again. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your wonder-working power. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We come, glory to God, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, yet again to give you praise. We're coming on tonight, glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're coming on tonight. We're coming, oh God, hallelujah, from nation to nation, from state to state. We're coming, glory to God. We're coming yet again, glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, as we're coming on tonight, we're asking you, Master, we're asking that you would look upon each and every one of us tonight. Look upon us, glory to God, for you know us name by name. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to forgive us of sin. We're asking you on tonight to pardon us of iniquity. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God. We're asking you yet again on tonight, glory to God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Create all glory to God. Hallelujah. Creating us, oh God. Oh God, a spirit of righteousness, a spirit of truth on tonight. Your spirit of holiness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let it become us on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming on tonight. Hallelujah. We're coming on tonight before your throne of grace. We're coming tonight, oh God, with several. Glory to God. Some come with one situation, oh God, and some come with another on tonight. But Father, we know, glory to God, that you're altogether able. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we're thanking you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for your lifting. Thank you for lifting us, your people, on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for the spirit of strength on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen your people on tonight. Strengthen your people. Glory to God. Strengthen and lift your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to meet every need. We're asking you to move upon this line, move upon these airways on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, meet your people, glory to God, and glory to God at their point of need. Father, we're coming on tonight because we know that you're able. We know that you're well able on tonight. In thy precious name, glory to God. We're asking you to move by your spirit. Father, move by your anointing on tonight. In thy precious name of Jesus. Father, cause there to be a shaking on tonight. Cause there to be a making on tonight. Cause there to be a growth on tonight. As none ever we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, cause your people tonight to come to their rightful places. Cause your people tonight to recognize, oh God, that you're yet in control. Cause your people tonight, glory be to God, cause minds on tonight, minds to transform. Cause minds on tonight, oh God, minds to synchronize, oh God, and come one with your word on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're
will bless your servant now in thy precious name, oh God. Father, bless tonight. Bless and strengthen tonight. Glory to God. Cause your word to come forth. Cause your word to come forth in power and in demonstration on tonight. Father, make every crooked place straight in thy precious name, oh God. Every place, oh God, that's within us on tonight. Every place, God, every place of error tonight. Father, cause truth to abide on the inside. We pray in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you on tonight, oh God. We're asking you to save tonight. Save tonight, Father. Save tonight. Glory to God. Save your people. Save your people from their sin on tonight. Father, cause hearts on tonight to be touched. Hearts on tonight, oh God. Cause, oh God, there to be a transformation on tonight. Father, glory to God. We're asking you in this night, oh God. Oh God, cause someone's heart tonight. Someone's heart tonight to be pricked. Glory to God. Bring out of darkness into your marvelous light. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you all honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move on tonight. Father, move for your people all over the land. Father, move on tonight, oh God, in Russia. Move, oh God, in the countries, in the cities, of the states, oh God, that are being affected tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move. We're asking that you would cover. We're asking that you would shield on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, bring down the hand of the enemy. Bring down the plan of the enemy, we pray. In thy precious name, oh God. Bring down, oh God. Haya. What I'm going to say, God. Bring down tonight, oh God. Hey, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Cause your people to know that you yet reign and that you're yet in control. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your name. We thank you for your name on tonight. Oh, glory. For we're able to run into your name and we'll save. Your people are saved on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. Father, and even tonight, we're asking that you're covering, that you will cover your people. Oh, God, even in the midst of the storms that are going throughout the states, Father, we're asking that you will carry your people safely through. Carry your people, oh, God, to the place of safety. Oh, God, be the shield and the buckler that you are unto your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And, Father, tonight we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross and cover us in your shed blood. Shield us, we do pray. Protect us, we do pray, Father, in thy precious name. Hey, glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We do give you thanks. We do give you glory. We do give you praise in that precious name. Jesus, in every heart on tonight, amen, amen, amen. People of God, God bless you. Amen on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost, amen. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We glorify the Lord. We glorify the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous do run into it and are saved. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord on tonight. Again, we do bless him. Amen. Glory to God for all that he, again, is doing. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody come on and see it. Amen. Come on and see what the Lord is doing in your life. Elevate your mind. Elevate your vision. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So whatever you're thinking right now, glory to God, way said wherever you're thinking right now, right there. Glory be to God where you have set those boundaries. Amen. Glory to God. People of God tonight, amen, elevate your mind. Lift up those stakes, amen. Glory to God. And let the King of Glory come in. Let the Lord blow your mind. Amen. Glory to God. Take the limitations off of your mind. Take the limitations off of your thinking. Glory be to God. And let this mind be in you. Glory to God. Let the mind of Christ, amen, rest in you. Let the mind of Christ, glory be to God, amen, let it consume you on tonight. Glory be to God. Yes, let him do it. Amen, amen, amen. Let him in, people of God. Let him in. Glory be to God. Let him blow your mind. Amen. Glory to God, for truly when he comes in, that's exactly what he does. Amen. Those things that seem so impossible, amen, to you, that, amen, that right there, amen, that's where we want you to open up your mind. Amen. Glory to God. The thing that seems so impossible, glory to God, we want you to think on, we want you to think on those things right there. Amen, Jesus, and let God, amen, let God perform it. Glory to God. Let him perform it in your life. Let him perform it in the life of your loved ones. Amen. Let him perform it, amen, in the earth. Glory be to God. We got to let God arise. We got to let God stand up. We got to let him take his abode in us. Amen. We got to let him take his abode in us. Glory be to God. That situation, those problems, amen. Glory be to God, whatever they may be, whatever you may be facing on tonight, glory be to God, right there, amen, just expand it, amen, expand it and see it already done, expand it, glory be to God, let the Lord breathe upon it on tonight, let him breathe upon it on tonight, glory to God, let him blow it up, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let God arise. Hallelujah. People of God, we think too small. We think too small. Glory be to God. For truly we serve, amen, a true and a living God. Amen. We serve a true and a living God. Amen. Glory be to God. We serve a God that's able. We serve a God, amen, that's able to do the exceeding, again, the abundant above all that we can ask or think. We want you to elevate your mind every time you come to this line. Hey, glory to God. Elevate your mind. Elevate. Take those stakes up. Amen. Glory to God. Believe God for the impossible. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, listen, y'all know I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about my Lord and what my God can do. Amen. What he has done and what he is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen. We're going to get ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But before, amen, we get ready, amen, we're going to have a scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. We're going to have a scripture reading by, amen, Jesus, Sister Mary Hollings on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. On tonight, Sister Mary. Glory be to God. On tonight. Glory be to God.
Giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to everyone in the respected places. I'll be reading from the 5th chapter of Thessalonians, the 1st through the 23rd verse. But of the times and season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Save no purposely that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail.
Season.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesy. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise God, praise God, praise God on tonight. Amen. We give God praise for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen. And the word is blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. People of God, we do this, amen, as you prepare to get yourself settled. Amen, Jesus, to get ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Bring in your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Glory to God. Through the prayer. Amen. Through the scriptures. Amen. Bring in your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. So that you can hear what thus saith the Lord unto you on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Amen. For this woman of God. Amen. That's coming. Amen, to be with us on tonight. Glory to God, as I've already stated. Amen, she's always so very willing. Amen, and we just thank God for her. Amen, Jesus, this woman of God, she's a fellow laborer in the gospel. Amen, glory to God. She, too, has a radio broadcast. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. She's a humble woman of God. Amen, but she means business for the master. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God thanks for her tonight. Amen. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland on tonight. Amen, Jesus. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. On tonight. Amen. I'm not sure what the temperatures are up there. Amen. But we give God thanks for her. Amen. Coming to us from Holy Temple Church of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She's also a recipient, people of God, of her doctorate of theology degree, amen, from My King University, amen. I had the pleasure, amen, of going through that ceremony with this woman of God and people of God tonight, tonight, tonight. She's God's messenger. She's God's able. She's God's capable messenger on tonight. We want you to, amen, get your hearts ready. Amen, Jesus, again, settle yourselves, people of God, and receive tonight, amen, Dr., Pastor, Evangelist, Sheila Harmeen. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a blessing, praise. What a blessing it is to mm-hmm. be back on the Prayer News Network one more time by the grace of God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for you, Evangelist, Dr. Evangelist Bradley, Minister Bradley, all of the above. Praise be to God. Thank God for you obeying the Lord and going as the Lord leads. And I'm truly grateful for the Prayer News Network Global and how God has truly blessed and expanded this ministry, and I'm always happy to labor in the gospel alongside you and also all of the advisors and co-hosts that are laboring in the ministry of the Prayer News Network Global. Praise God, and giving honor to all those who are in their respective places. To God be the glory. It is a blessing. Indeed, once again, just a great blessing. I thank God because he brought me out. He had mercy on a sinner like me, looked down on me one day and reached way down, picked me up. He converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to drive and to go all the way. And I'm so grateful that the Lord has blessed. And I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson, who is our president. Amen. And we thank God, giving honor to all the people of God. I'm just happy once again to be on here with you. And without further ado, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. I'll be speaking to you from the King James Version Bible. And tonight, let us turn our attention to the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, and also Revelation, the 10th chapter. And before we read the scriptures, I'd like to have a little brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks to your holy name and we bless your name. Oh God, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you, Lord, to have your way. Oh God, speak to us and minister to us through your word. Let your word have free course, Lord Jesus, and let it reach every heart. And Lord, whatever anyone is standing in the need of tonight, we pray, God, that you'll provide it for them through your word. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv that dwelt by the river of Kibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness will, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. And I just want to stop here for right now. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the passage of scripture here in the book of Ezekiel. And tonight, the title of the message is Take Heed to the Word of God. And the theme to focus on is Eat the Whole Roll. And I just preached this message on my broadcast tonight. So I'm just going to go forth and just preach it again. Praise be to God, and I ask for your prayers as we get into the scriptures. And in this passage, we see here the prophet Ezekiel. He had been commissioned by God and sent to the house of Israel. And the description that God provided concerning the house of Israel, this was not going to be an easy task. Nevertheless, God had prepared Ezekiel to go to a rebellious house of people who would not hearken to the Lord. And God knew that they were not going to hearken to this prophet. But what God wanted the children of Israel to know is that a prophet was among them. Whether they heard him or not, hallelujah, they would know without a doubt that a prophet is among them. And just to give a little background, Ezekiel, he was going to the house of Israel at the command of God. And in the previous chapter, chapter 2, the Lord began to say to him, be not afraid of them. And also encourage him, don't be afraid of their words, briars and thorns and whatever else comes up, scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their look. Even though it was a rebellious house. And God's description of the house of Israel, as he mentioned in the third chapter, saying that they were impudent, hallelujah. And that word impudent means not showing due respect, insulting, rude, saucy, presumptuous, brazen. So this is the kind of people that the prophet had to go before and speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And of course, God, when he gives us a message to deliver, the first thing is for us to receive the word from the Lord. God also warned Ezekiel not to be like the rebellious house.
but to open his mouth and eat everything that was given to him, so that the word that God wanted the people to hear would be in the mouth of the prophet. And when he opened his mouth, God himself would speak to the people. Praise the Lord. And so Ezekiel, he received this word from the Lord. And when he looked, he said that he saw an hand that was sent to him. And there was a roll of a book in that hand. And that hand spread the book before him. And it was written within and without. And this is what was in it. There was written in the book lamentation and mourning and woe, which describes Ezekiel's reaction when he approached the people. Hallelujah. And so he went on, and the Lord encouraged him to eat this roll and to go speak unto the house of Israel. So he opened his mouth, and the Lord caused him to eat that roll. And so when he ate the roll, it was sweet. It was like honey, and in his mouth, that is. But when it got into his belly, it was different. It was not the same. It was a bitterness there. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, he was commissioned, and God ordered him to go and minister to the house of Israel. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes when God sends us out, we don't know what the conditions are going to be. We don't know what the situations are going to be like. But even individuals that God send us to are not always receptive to the word of, they're not always welcoming and ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. But whether they hear or not, we are responsible for delivering that message. It may make us uncomfortable and make us feel like we're in unfamiliar territory, but know this, God is going to be with us. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And when God gives us something to do and he sends us out on a mission, he's already there before we get there, and he will meet us there. Hallelujah. And so Ezekiel went on over to the captivity, the people who were in captivity. He went on over there, and he began to sit with the people 7 days. And this is in the area of Tel Aviv, and the people that dwelt by the river of Kibar. So he sat there, and he remained there, astonished among these people for 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, the word of the Lord came unto him. Mind you, he described how he went there. He said in the 14th verse, the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness. The word was sweet in his mouth, but getting into his stomach, down into his belly, bitterness. And he was also in the heat of his spirit. But the hand of the Lord was so strong upon him, there was nothing he could do but obey the word of the Lord. Amen. The commandment of the Lord. And so after the 7 days, he was in astonishment. The Lord spoke to him. So the word of the Lord came to him and told him that God
told Ezekiel that he had made him a watchman unto the house of Israel. Well, glory be to God. So he cautioned Ezekiel, saying, therefore, hear the word of my at my mouth and give them warning from me. So it's not coming from the prophet himself, but directly from God. So when God sends out his messenger, he uses the prophet as a messenger. He uses whoever it is he's sending as a messenger to deliver a special word. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord that comes, that word is precious. And whoever hears that word is responsible for either obeying it or not. Hallelujah. But if we deliver that message according to the will of God, then the individual who chooses not to take heed to the word of God, their blood will not be on our hands. But if we withdraw and we do not warn them according to the way God has instructed us, then their blood will be required at our hands. Hallelujah. So we have a job to do. Well, glory to God. And the first thing to understand is that God wants us to take heed to the word, to get the word in us, to eat the roll. Well, glory to God, to put that word inside of us, so that the word will flow freely and will dwell richly in us. Glory to God. And when we open our mouth, we will speak, and our speech will be seasoned with salt. Oh, hallelujah. And we will speak the oracles of God and allow God to be glorified, because the warning is not coming from us. It's coming directly from God. And there are many souls that have not repented of their sins. There are many who have been doing right for a while, and then things begin to get a little tough for them, and somehow they begin to yield to temptation and turn to iniquity. Hallelujah. They need to be warned to return unto the Lord and repent and ask God to reclaim them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people are dying without God in their lives. They're going on into the hereafter where there is no forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So right now is the time to warn these souls, to warn them to turn from their wickedness, to give up their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Else they will suffer the consequences. Praise the Lord. And we can wash this blood off of our hands if we obey the voice of the Lord, if we hearken unto the Lord and deliver the word according to his will. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And also warn the righteous. Let them know that if they refuse to hearken to the voice of the Lord, if they don't turn and repent and come back to God with their whole heart, God will put a stumbling block before them, and they shall die. And if we warn them according to God's word, the righteous would die in his sin and his righteousness that he did before. It shall not be remembered. It won't count at all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So they need to be warned. And they might think, well, you know, I lived holy all my life, and I did this and I did that. But if they turn away, and a lot of people got this lie going, once saved, always saved. That's a lie. That's a lie directly from the father of lies, Satan himself. Don't believe that, because according to the word of God, if you turn from your righteousness and you commit iniquity, you go out there and you commit sin, if you don't return and repent, you will be lost. Your soul will be lost. Hallelujah. But take heed to the word of God and eat the whole roll. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let anyone deceive you. Praise the Lord. So we who are called, we who have this mission, amen, the commission of the Lord himself, who has ordained us to go forth and to deliver his word. If you name the name of Christ, and you say that you have been born again, hallelujah, and you are a witness, glory be to God, then you also have a responsibility to deliver that message, to go and be a witness, amen, and witness for Christ. Tell them that Jesus saves, hallelujah. Tell your testimony, and God will bless you. If you refuse, or if you don't hearken to the voice of the Lord, then whoever God is leading you to go to, their blood is going to be required at your hand. Hallelujah. But the Lord told Ezekiel, saying, nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. This is how we deliver our souls. And I'm going to tell you that the Lord had required a whole bus full of people blood at my hand. And this was at the beginning of the year of 2021, and I was on my way to work taking public transportation, praise the Lord, and it may have been 2020, I'm sorry. Anyway, that time I had some dental work done, so in the front I didn't have the teeth there. But the Lord had laid it on me to open my mouth and speak to the people on the bus and tell them to repent of their sins and get to know Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I began to be like Ezekiel. There was bitterness, and I was in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me, and I began to squirm in my feet, and I got all hot and sweaty, and I started talking to the Lord, but I didn't let any sound come out of my mouth, but my mouth was moving, and I was just having a conversation with the Lord, and there was a young man who I could see out of the corner of my eye. He was fixed on me and wondering what was going on, because I was sitting in that seat, and I was squirming around, and I was rubbing my thigh, and I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, they want me to do what? Praise be to God. And so I'm sure he thought that I was having some mental issues, and he had no idea what was going on. Praise the Lord. But before I tell the latter part, there was someone sitting next to me on the right and someone on the left. The man on the left had gotten on the bus, and he was talking about God, and he was talking about the forgiveness of sins, and if you don't get your sins forgiven, and, you know, just talking about things like that. And the man on the other side of me, He just started saying all kinds of negative things and just started talking about, you know, things he shouldn't say concerning the Lord, talking about Jesus in a negative way. And next thing I knew, my mouth came open and I said, don't talk about Jesus like that. And after I said that, that's when I opened my mouth to the whole bus, everybody on the bus. And I began to tell them what thus saith the Lord. And I told them, this is a new year. And if you don't know Jesus, it's time to get to know him. Because time is running out. And whatever else I said, praise the Lord. But I said that to say this. All the time, we cannot draw back on God because we don't know if it's somebody's last chance. Or their last opportunity, hallelujah, to receive a message from the Lord. And God is going to hold us responsible. He's going to require their blood at our hand if we draw back. So first, Ezekiel the prophet had to hearken to the word of God. He had to take it in. He had to eat it. He had to eat the whole room. Hallelujah. And after eating it, he realized he had to do what thus saith the Lord. So we have to take what God gives us. Just like the Lord said to him in the very first verse, he said, eat that thy findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So eat it all. So he opened his mouth and God caused him to eat it. Just swallow it. Take it on down. Amen. And when God gets ready and he wants to speak, because we have to wait on him. And when he's ready to speak, that's the time to open our mouth. You might have a testimony that you have not been telling, but you need to tell that testimony because it's going to help somebody. Somebody who is going through something, the same thing that maybe you went through. Or perhaps by you telling your testimony, their faith is increased. Hallelujah. And then that can motivate them to trust and believe God also. And know that what God did for you, he can do the same thing for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So whatever we have to do for God, don't draw back. Amen. But let God have his way. Let him do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, because he is sovereign. And we ought to submit to his will, yield to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. So let's take heed to the word of God. Let's hearken to the word of God. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. And I did have another scripture that I wanted to read. And I would like to just read these verses because I believe it ties in with this passage. And that is in Revelation, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I just want to read that now. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no more. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and I said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Praise the Lord. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. So in this ties in by eating the whole roll. Amen. And know this, that eventually time will be no more. At some point, time is going to stop, and there will be no time to get forgiveness. There will be no time to get saved, no time to turn from your wickedness. Hallelujah. When time is up, that's it forever and ever. So whatever we're going to do for the Lord, we better do it now, because time is running out. Praise the Lord. Whoever we need to warn, we better warn them now, before the time is up. Glory be to God. So let's take heed to the word of God, and let us do what God has commanded us to do, because surely every day that goes by is one less day that we are allotted upon this earth. We don't know when the last day will be. Praise be to God. But if we think about it, and the Lord has put something on our heart to do, let's do it. Don't draw back. Don't hesitate. As long as you know it's God, go forth and do it. Because God will require the blood at our hands. Anybody that we did not warn, and God gave us the warning, he's going to require their blood at our hand. So let us please take heed to the word of God. Amen. Eat the whole robe. Thank God for the word of God. I hope that you have gained something from this message on tonight. And we're going to just offer prayer to anyone who desires prayer. Praise the Lord. It's so important that we pray earnestly before the Lord. And we should not even think that we have already attained. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. But we have to keep on pressing and continuing on, reaching out to the Lord, because the body, the flesh, doesn't want to do right. It doesn't want to obey God. And like the experience I explained to you, I had almost forgotten about that until I was preaching it tonight on my broadcast. And the Lord brought it back to my mind. Praise the Lord. And just thinking about that and how I felt, it was like very uncomfortable. praise God. But the hand of the Lord was so strong upon me. It's just like with Jeremiah, all the reproach that he received from the stiff-necked, hard-hearted people of God who would not hear or take heed to the word of God, but just found that every time he would speak in the name of the Lord, he would suffer reproach. The people treated him so bad. They put him in a dungeon. Oh, they did many terrible things to Jeremiah. So Jeremiah decided that he wouldn't speak anymore in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he found out that the word was not only in his mouth, but it was down inside of him, shut up in his bones, and he could not stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He tried not to speak in the name of the Lord. He tried to hold his peace, but he just couldn't do it. And he couldn't help himself because that word was like a burning fire shut up in his bones. And he could not hold his peace. He just couldn't stay. He just had to go and say what God commanded him to say. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. And I know that we usually sometimes will have individuals voice their prayer request. Amen. And I know that we don't always do things exactly the same all the time. But tonight, we're going to just go to the throne of grace. And those of you who are listening to the word of God, if there's somebody out there who want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, tonight you have the invitation to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive your sins and accept him, allow him to come into your heart and to save you. Tonight, this is your opportunity. And if there's somebody who's been desiring to get back to the Lord and you found that you got off track and you went astray and you began to yield to the temptation and fall into sin, tonight you can return to the Lord with your whole heart. You can come back to the Lord so that he can restore your soul and receive you unto himself. Glory be to God. Maybe there's someone who has a sickness in their body and they're desiring to be made whole, to be healed of that sickness or disease or infirmity. Hallelujah. God has the power to make you whole. And if you've done anything wrong or committed any sin, the Lord will forgive you, hallelujah, and restore your health. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Maybe there's somebody who is feeling discouraged, feeling like they just can't go any further. I want you to know that you ought not to give up, because there is hope as long as Jesus is alive. There is hope. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just hold on just a little while longer. Thank you, Lord. Maybe there's someone who is desiring to take heed to the word of God and find that you have drawback or fear. You want to do it, but you just have this reservation and hesitancy. God has the power to bless you with holy boldness.
to give you that strength that you need to go boldly in the name of the Lord and declare his righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe there's someone who is thinking of a loved one or family member or someone you know that's in trouble or having some problems and sicknesses and desiring prayer for them. We can go to God on their behalf, hallelujah, and intercede before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if there's anything that I did not mention that we're going to take to God in prayer, we're going to ask the Lord to remember those as well. Oh, bless the Lord. So while we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive from the Lord and to enter into his presence, let us humble ourselves. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Let us humble our hearts under the mighty hand of God. Let us come with faith, believing him, and boldly to the throne of grace. As we enter into his presence, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we humble ourselves before you. And, Lord, we ask for mercy. We call on you, Lord Jesus, asking you, Lord, incline your ear and hear our prayer this night. Lord, hear our cry, my God. We are calling on you, Lord, for the petitions we have before you this night. Lord, that one or those who have repented in their hearts and asking for forgiveness, asking you, Lord, to save their souls, we pray for them right now. Oh, God, look on them with compassion and lay your hand upon them right now, Jesus. Touch, oh, Lord, right now, God. Break up their heart, Lord Jesus, and blot out their transgressions. Wash away their iniquities. Clean them up on the inside, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know you're able and you can do everything. That unbeliever, oh, God, you have the power to make them a believer tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who have gone astray, Lord Jesus, have backslidden from your righteousness. Oh, Lord, be merciful and restore their souls. Help them, my God, to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord, hear our cry this night. Please, my God, be merciful and compassionate and help the backslider tonight, desiring to make it back, desiring to return, Lord. Please, my God, move all the obstacles out of the way. Bind the enemy on every side. Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, break the chains right now, God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Oh, blessed Savior, send your anointing in the name of Jesus. We believe you, and Lord, we're taking you at your word. Jesus, please, Lord, my God, have mercy this night. We come to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who are afflicted in their bodies, who have sicknesses and diseases, desiring to be made whole, desiring to be healed, and to regain restoration of their health. Oh, my God, we pray
that you will touch their bodies right now. Lay your hand on them, my God, and send your healing virtue. Let the virtue start at the top of their head down to the soles of their feet. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, make them whole. And if they committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, for those who are laid up in the hospital, stop by for just a little while. Make your holy visitation, Lord. Work wonders and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Cure the incurable diseases right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. The terminal, oh God, there's no match for you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. We know you're able to turn everything around in the name of Jesus. And we believe in you tonight for a great miracle, Lord. Let your glory be revealed and let your powers be manifest all in the hospitals everywhere, Lord, all around the world. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Savior. We pray right now, God, for those who are struggling right now and feeling discouraged, feeling like giving up, Lord. Help them to hold on. Give them the strength they need to continue on, Lord. And, Lord, we ask, God, that you give them holy boldness, that they may hearken to your word and go forth and tell their testimony and witness to souls everywhere, my God. We know you are able to do all things. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Take away the spirit of drawback. Take it away, even the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God, and rebuke the spirit of unbelief in the name of Jesus. And help us to believe you, Lord. Help us to believe as the scripture says in the name of Jesus. And help our unbelief. Oh, God, be merciful. Have mercy on our souls. And, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, we are asking you a special prayer this night. Oh, God, that you will look on those names that are written on the prayer list and look on their petitions that are written by their name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. We know, God, that you can see every name, Lord, and everything that's written, what they're requesting. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we are praying, Lord God, believing you this night for bringing it to pass for them. Oh, God, for granting it unto them. And let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Bring comfort, bring consolation to those who are bereaved of their loved ones. And we pray, God, that you will continue to bless this great ministry. Bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We honor you, and we magnify your name. We give you thanks, Lord, and we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Oh, my God, we thank you for the restoration of the backslider, God. We thank you right now for the healing of the sick, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you, my God. We thank you for holy boldness. We thank you for encouragement. Oh, Lord, we thank you for everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. We lift you up, for you are worthy of all praises. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh, God, help us to take heed to your word. Help us, Lord, to eat the whole loaf. heart to study, to earnestly study your word, oh God, and learn what it is you require of us. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, and we honor you. We thank you for this prayer, Lord God. And if there's anything that we did not mention that should have been mentioned, anything we didn't pray for that we should have prayed for, you know about it, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will grant it and let it be done according to your holy will. We believe it, oh God, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless you. Back to Evangelist Bradley. God bless.
Praise God tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight for this word. This word on tonight. God. Amen. Glory to God. We got to give earnest heed. Amen to that we've heard. Amen. Glory to God. I just give him thanks. I just give him praise on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God that while we still have an opportunity, we can take heed to the word that has been delivered. Save our souls, amen, Jesus, and the souls of others. Amen. Because truly as the word of God has declared, we do not want anyone's blood on our hands. Amen. So we got to walk in obedience. Amen. To what the Lord has said. And as the woman of God has said, as the word has declared, we got to eat the whole row. We cannot pick and choose what we want to eat. Amen, Jesus. But we got to eat it all. Amen. All of this word. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, amen, for this word of warning, amen, Jesus, unto the people of God, unto God's people everywhere, amen, to the people of God everywhere. We must hear, we must take heed, we must obey, amen. But God, somebody's life is depending on your obedience. You just never know. You never know. But somebody's life could very well be depending on your obedience, amen, to the Lord. So we don't want to get caught, people of God, we don't want to get caught, amen, Jesus, not being in the right place at the right time, amen. Glory be to God. But we want to do what thus saith the Lord. We want to do it, and we want to do it all. We want to do it well on tonight, amen, because people of God, even as we often declare, it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. This is the will of God. This is the will of God concerning us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Woman of God, God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for allowing the Lord, amen, to use you. For allowing the Lord, glory to God, his messenger, amen. Listen, people of God, sounding the trumpet, sounding the trumpet, glory to God. In this time and in this hour, glory to God, people of God, people are leaving here. People are leaving here. Glory be to God, amen. But listen, people of God, it's not the leaving, amen. The leaving, Lord God, we will miss our loved ones. Of course we will, but we know, amen, as the scripture declares, amen, Jesus. We'll see them again, amen, Lord God. But when they leave and their soul, amen, is not right. When they leave and they're not saved, glory be to God. When they leave, people of God, and Lord God, we've not opened up our mouth and we've not, amen, declared what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. That's a sad, sad, sad position to be in. Amen. But we do give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. And again, we just want to say, people of God, give an earnest heed. Give an earnest heed to what we've heard and to the word of God. Amen. Let's take it and eat all of it. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God again on tonight, people of God. We just want to remind you that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. And we'll send it to you. Amen. We can send it to you to your phone, or you can download, amen, there on our Facebook page, or, amen, Jesus, you can go out to the web, amen, under Prayer News Network. There our broadcasts are, amen, there as well, amen, Jesus, and you can download from there, or podcast, amen, you can get a copy, amen, there as well. But certainly, amen, we do encourage you to get a copy. Get a copy of this word, people of God. Get it. Send it, amen, so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. We bless the Lord again. We thank him again for this word on tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord has blessed us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, again, again, again. Amen. Let us eat the whole roll. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord is calling us. Amen. He's calling us higher. He's calling us in unto him in this time and in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. Woman of God, we bless you tonight. We thank God for you again. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, 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 amen, Jesus, we just want to, glory be to God, amen, glory to God, go into the throne of grace again, people of God, if you will, with me on tonight, amen, Jesus, your attention, amen, Jesus, on our speaker tonight, amen, glory to God. Father, we bless you, we thank you tonight, we thank you for what you've done, we thank you for what you've said. Father, we bless you on tonight, oh God, for your word, for you are your word. And we're thanking you on tonight, oh God. Help us to take this word and hide it in our hearts. Help us on tonight to take this word, glory be to God. Take this word and do a self-analysis. Help us to take this word, glory be to God, to show us where we stand, glory to God, our shortcomings on tonight, glory to God. Show us, glory to God, where we can come up higher in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your messenger. We thank you for the woman of God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, and we're asking tonight that you would bless her now. Father, bless her going out and her coming in. Bless her on tonight. Father, bless her ministry. Bless everything, oh God, that her hands would touch, we pray. Father, we ask that you're blessed now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless, glory to God, amen, that desire within our heart. Glory to God. We're asking that you would move now upon that desire in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she has need of, and you're able to meet every need in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for the keeping of your servant on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're asking that you would breathe afresh upon her. Breathe afresh, glory to God. Breathe afresh upon her family. Breathe afresh, oh God, upon her ministry on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking and we're glorifying you on tonight. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to cause your face to shine upon your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Bless her tonight. Glory to God. In the precious name of, hey, glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, and tonight we pray, oh God, your anointing
your covering, your shield upon your servant on tonight. And we declare and we decree there should be no backlash even now. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree on tonight, Father, that what you've done is done. Glory to God. And it cannot and shall not be reversed. In thy precious name, O God. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Glory to God for all that you have done. We bless you and we thank you now, oh God. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way. Continue to have your way in our life. Continue to lead, God, and direct your servant. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We bless again. Amen. The Lord for this word on tonight. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory be to God and woman of God. Amen. We're going to ask you to come back to the platform. Amen, Jesus. And if you would, tell us, amen, again about, amen, your broadcast, your times. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you have a social media presence, amen, you can also let us know that too as well. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. And the platform is in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God. Thank God for the beautiful remarks and exhortations. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for, again, being on the Prayer News Network Global. I count myself blessed to be able to labor in the ministry along with you. Praise God. And I thank God for all of you who continue to support by dialing in and supporting this ministry. Indeed, the Lord has blessed you and will continue to bless you for your prayers and for your support of this ministry. Praise the Lord. And also, I do have a broadcast that airs on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And this is Prayer Works Ministry. The name of the broadcast is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And if you would like to dial in, you're certainly welcome to do so. That number is 319-527-6763. And if you want to listen online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. And you can find the broadcast on there. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. Praise the Lord. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And we just thank God for all of you. I'm not one that is like on social media that much, but I do have a Facebook connection or page. So if you want to reach out to me on Facebook, I apologize. I'm not on there often, but once in a while, I will check it out. Amen. Praise God. But we do thank God for you. And again, thank God for the Prayer News Network Global Ministry. So that's all. You want me to pray over the ministry? At this time, with our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the Prayer News Network Global Ministry. We thank you, O God, for Evangelist Bradley, Lord. We thank you for all of the co-hosts and advisors. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who participates and ministers alongside these faithful ministers of the Lord. And we ask, God, for your blessings. We ask, Lord, that you will move in miraculous ways and do wonders. Continue, Lord, to send forth your word. Let your word reach around the world in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless abundantly. Let the glory of God be revealed, and let the powers of God be made manifest throughout this ministry. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. The platform is back into the hands of the host. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and God bless you again, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. Jesus, we want to ask you to come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. Don't forget to invite someone. Don't forget to tell someone. Amen. Invite them to come and be with you. Amen. Glory to God. We know that they will be blessed. Amen. God bless you tonight. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.